Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. WBEZ's Making Podcast brings you the origin stories and the rise to fame of some of the world's biggest leaders and game changers. Listeners heard full seasons on the epic lives of Barack Obama, Beyonce, and Oprah. Then the Making series shifted gears, with each episode focusing on a different Black icon's path to success. And the brand new season 5 follows the trend. It just launched and starts off with a bang, a two-part deep dive into the making and, quote, unmaking of Kanye West, who now goes by Ye.
Kanye was just more gonna make it happen. He was one of them people that I knew was gonna win Grammys.
You know, no one man can sustain or should have to even try to sustain that much power.
Even when Kanye's music is that good, just don't build people up this high.
I think what I'm just trying to say is it's so much bigger than Kanye.
Back to host another season of the WBEZ podcast is Brandon Pope. He's also an anchor on the CW 26. Hey, Brandon, good to see you.
Great to be here as always.
You're back as our making guide.
The making guide. I
for
like that.
Second time. I mean, how do you feel about that?
It's fun. I love being a part of this team. I love the energy. I just love being able to tell great stories and do fun journalism. So it's great to be back, and we're going to keep churning.
Well, season 5 kicks off with Ye, as I mentioned, and there's a backstory there, Brandon. He was supposed to be part of season 4. Dare I ask what happened?
What happened was Kanye happened. I mean, you know, the dude started his, you know, anti-Semitic comments and a wave of just things that everyone was like, what the heck is going on? And we were like, what the heck is going on? And we just felt like at that moment, we just didn't have a rationale to release what we had at the moment. Most of what we had at the moment was more of the making of Kanye West, the gleaming stuff about Kanye West.
That rise to fame.
But it would have been a big elephant in the room if we would have dropped these episodes without addressing any of the stuff that he literally just said on Instagram and Twitter, right? Mm-hmm. So we thought it was responsible to take a pause and reexamine how we do it. And so we did. And I'm happy with what we came up with. Instead of, you know, rehashing what we did before, we took some of what we did before, but also added on a lot, recontextualizing and asking some deeper questions about what a Kanye West figure means to society and if society has any role in creating what we've seen Kanye West become.
Who'd you talk with?
We talked with a lot of people, a lot of cultural commentators, cultural critics, more music executives who were part of that era. Really fascinated by a discussion I had with DJ Mustafa Rocks. This guy did Kanye West's first mixtape and only mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing his perspective, you know, as a guy who knows Kanye West versus me, a guy who just knows Kanye West through his music, you get two different perspectives there. You get to hear this back and forth between me and him. I push back on some stuff, and it's really fascinating.
I loved that part, and I'm so glad you brought it up. Here's a little bit of what DJ Mustafa Rocks had to say about this controversy surrounding Ye.
Kanye is playing chess, not checkers.
Even still,
that publicity. Publicity.
But is it good publicity? I guess that's my thing, too.
All publicity is good publicity.
When he makes comments like that, I mean, people get offended, correct? Mm-hmm. Isn't that bad? Like, isn't that a bad thing that he's hurting people?
It's a bad statement, but it opens up a conversation.
I just wonder, are those conversations even, do they need to, like, I get wanting to have
you feel
some
like
dialogue.
You don't need to do that.
I
can see it in your face.
Yeah, like, what conversation, what conversation needed to be had? Like, I don't think there was ever a conversation needed about why anti-Semitism is bad, but we're having it because of him, right?
What are you thinking now, listening back to that, Brandon?
I love Mustafa. I've known Mustafa for a long time, so it was great to just, like, as friends, sit down with two different viewpoints but still have a respectful conversation.
I bet that's happening at dinner tables everywhere.
Exactly.
About Kanye West.
And that's what's happening. And so we got to bring that to the podcast. And his perspective is one that needs to be honored, and I think it's one that we just have to realize that when we talk about these celebrities and public figures, you know, while to us, they are literally just that, celebrity, to others, they know these people personally, inside and out. So their perspective is always going to be a little bit different. Just like if we were talking about a family member of yours or a friend of yours, it's going to be different than if from someone that doesn't know them, right?
Sure.
So I think that perspective is important.
So there's a little bit of a nostalgia there. I loved when you hit the streets in the pod and you asked people, weigh in on your favorite Kanye album. Here's a little bit of what some Chicagoans had to say.
College Dropout is always going to be a hit.
College Dropout is my favorite album.
Late Registration is like one of the best, I say, hip-hop albums of all time.
And I'm trying to make sure I say the name right. What's that? My Dark Twisted Fantasy. What's that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah.
College Dropout, duh.
I feel like the College Dropout is probably the superior of all that, even though my Dark, my what is it?
Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I couldn't think of the name. Yeah.
Workout Plan. Right off bat.
It would have to be College Dropout. For me, Kanye's unmatched.
So let me make a correction. It's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. I had to look that up. All right. That's my favorite album. His past couple albums have been terrible.
Trash.
They've been bad. And it's
trash.
It started with that Yeezus.
Trash.
Trash. They were hilarious.
So how did you feel about it, sir?
they made it very clear.
Made it very, very clear. You know what? I miss the old Kanye. I'm going to join that bandwagon and say I miss the old Kanye. I'm struck by another quote that we heard at the top of this conversation, Brandon, where someone said, you know, we talked about the genius thing, right? We've heard so long that folks put Kanye on this pedestal. I mean, I think he put himself on the pedestal,
that
really.
Too. Yeah.
But just him being hailed as a genius over and over, and the question being, was he built up so high that we should have seen this coming?
Yeah.
This fall.
I think you got to separate musical genius from genius overall. I don't think anyone can doubt Kanye has got the musical bona fides. This man can still produce at an excellent level. I think the rap quality's gone down a little bit, but he understands music. You hear Sunday Service stuff, you hear what he's doing with the orchestration and the composition of music. I mean, he's one of the best minds out there. But I think people conflate that with, he's also a genius, meaning we should take things he says seriously. And that's a key question we ask in this podcast. Should you take Kanye seriously? Should you take him literally or not?
Yeah.
So that's the thing you got to really discuss and dive into as well.
Complicated.
It's
complicated,
very complicated. Stuff. And it makes it more complicated because it's like it's a guy who's gone through such a huge change. I can't think of many celebrities who have had the shifts that Kanye West has had in his career, both musically, personally, just all around, persona, public image. It's just he went from an underdog, lovable, mouthy guy to a monster, an unrecognizable monster to some.
Yeah.
So I think that's the part that makes it tough to reckon with what he is.
Yeah, I love that moment of transparency you have sort of toward the end of the second episode where you're kind of talking directly to listeners and you're like, this has been a journey for me. And I audibly hear that sigh of relief.
Yeah, because I was a guy, I mean, I always say College Dropout, that album changed my life. That was the first rap album that I ever identified with. That's the first rapper I could ever say, hey, I identify with him. And so I've been on this journey with Kanye West, and I've been tied to the music, and I've been tied to the story, the underdog story, the idea of just always being doubted and breaking open doors yourself. Who doesn't want to be like that, right? But then you see all the fallout and everything he does, and you can't it's tough for me to co-sign any of it. So, you know, that everyone has to work with that within themselves. And it's really, I think the overall point I try to make is that in this cancel culture world we talk about, which I don't think cancel culture exists, but sure, cancel culture, you know, cancellation or whether you choose to disengage with an artist is a personal decision. And I don't think people should be judged off of that decision either.
You tried to reach Kanye for an interview, didn't you?
We did try to reach out. Not sure how that would have gone. Part of the issue is
would have made a whole different pod.
Well, that's for sure. Also, part of the issue is a lot of his publicists have dropped him. So people we had contact for, they were like, we don't work with him no more. And we don't know who does. So that is another thing. Who's around Kanye West? Is anybody even working with him anymore? Or is he just isolated?
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We're talking with Brandon Pope. He's host of WBEZ's Making Podcast. Season 5 just launched with its first two episodes on Chicago's own Kanye West, his meteoric rise from producer to headlining performer and then fall to grace. Making tells a story of different iconic figures throughout the season. So, like I mentioned there, the season is going to explore a new black icon. And this is every week, Brandon. And I know next up is Jordan Peele.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit from a friend of his. This is comedian Rebecca Drysdale. She's talking about a time where they did some improv together.
And he scared the out of me. Like, we were doing this little improv exercise. I was like, cut, scene, because it was so convincing and so terrifying. And I was like, you know, this is the level that we're going to be, you know, playing at. Because, you know, he takes the assignment seriously. And
Jordan Peele, that sounds like fun.
Absolutely. Talking to Rebecca and Brendan Hunt, that's one of the most fun interviews I ever had. They're just two very funny people. She was a former writer for Key and Peele. Brendan Hunt, obviously, he's on Ted Lasso, but also did a lot of work with Jordan. And I think the interesting thing about Jordan Peele that's fascinating to me and many others is the fact that this guy for so long was, we saw him as a comedian. And only a comedian, and then he makes that pivot to Get Out, right?
It, for me, came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere, but usually when people make a hard pivot like that, it doesn't go too well.
Yeah.
But this was, it was a smashing success.
And I mean, this really wasn't, let's be real, a hard pivot for him. I mean, he had been working on this for a long time. We just didn't know it. That was already inside.
And that's
right?
What came across in this conversation with Rebecca and Brendan. When they were working with him, early, they saw, oh, he loves horror. Oh, he adds horror elements. He has skits. He has all kinds of little things he wants to do with, like, different horror genres. So they weren't surprised to mm-hmm. see it, because this is a guy they've always known that has an interest in that.
Yeah. Who else can we expect to hear from this season? Can you tease anything?
I can tease a little bit. So we're going to dive into Spike Lee, a legendary
Ooh.
Director. Yeah. And a controversial director. He's a guy who I think's made some of the most seminal works in all of film. But I think he's also got a reputation to be a little bit overly preachy in some of his works, too. Mm. So I'm looking forward to diving in to how that works and what led him to the life he's gotten. He's finally getting, I think, the recognition he deserves as one of the greatest directors of all time. And I think he needs to be honored for that. Also,
that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, I hope so. And Shonda Rhimes.
My hero.
She's taken over the TV world.
My hero.
I was a gladiator in a suit. I loved watching Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. That's how she hooked me, right? Now she's, you know, got Bridgerton and that Bridgerton universe. Her story is really fascinating to me. But I'm also curious, and I think we're going to get in a little hot water, but we're going to have some fun with it. A lot of her characters are, it's like interracial relationships. And so I want to dive into a little bit from some cultural commentators and critics, where that comes from and how audiences relate or maybe don't relate to that as well. So I think it's going to be pretty interesting.
That's an interesting take. Any other Chicagoans coming up this season in making?
Not that I can say just yet.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Ooh, I can't wait. Is there that one person still, Brandon, that you think, okay, I want to explore that person's story on making, but we just haven't gotten there yet?
Yeah. You know, I'm from Ohio. Great state of Ohio, and so LeBron James is a guy who is. I know you do.
I was going to finish your sentence.
That's my boy. I think that guy is the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. I think he's got a fascinating story, and I think there's some stuff we can uncover that's going to be really fun.
Talk about the team that you're working on this this awesome podcast.
They
with.
Are so good.
Yeah.
Hina Srivastava produced the Kanye West two-parter, and it's superb. Herb. She is so great.
It sounds so good.
Oh, she's a young star. And I just love the talent working with her, working with Justin Boole, you know, working with Lauren Frost and Brendan. And got to give love to Kevin Dawson, too, who's no longer here, but was a big part of this as well. I mean, this team is so collaborative, but they're also so talented. They understand good narrative structure, mm-hmm. but they also think about the people behind these projects. As do I. And I think when everyone's on the same page, they kind of just let me cook and let me be me. And that's an important thing. I'm sure you understand that, too. It's all about the team behind
it's definitely all about. I mean, Reset would be nothing without the 10 to 12 of us that are putting this machine on every single day and mm-hmm. making it a priority.
Yeah.
How are you? What's the feedback like so far when it comes to this new format? Because remember, that was a thing, right? I mean, you showed up here last season.
Yeah.
You know, a different icon per episode that was mm-hmm. either going to be a hit or a miss,
yeah.
right? How are folks reacting?
People like it. I think people like the sort of who's it going to be this week or who's it going to be this next week type of idea to it, and learning something new in the process. Maybe they see someone that maybe they didn't think needed a deep dive, but all of a sudden they listen and they're like, wow, I learned something new. And I think that's really a cool thing about it. So the feedback's been great, especially on this Kanye West episode. Shout out to everybody out there that's listened so far. If you haven't yet, please do. I'm really proud of it. I think we did a really good, nuanced, deep dive talking to the people who are impacted by Kanye's words, like the Black Jewish community. That's an area that has not been addressed that I've seen in modern media. Like, how do people that are Black and Jewish feel about Kanye West, who is dissing Jewish people in the name of Blackness? Like, that's a whole tough thing to navigate. And we dive all into it. So I love being able to have those conversations, and there's a lot more to have.
It's such an exciting season so far. Before we let you go, remind us when we can hear new episodes of Making.
Yes, new episodes of Making drop every other Thursday, wherever you listen to your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google. And you could also go on WBEZ to check it out as well.
WBEZ.org.
.org.
That is.
I almost said .com. I had to correct myself.
We are .org.
That's right. That's right. NPR has it, too. There's an NPR page, too.
Yeah. Brandon Pope is the host of WBEZ's Making podcast. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
This episode of the Reset podcast was produced by me. Yep, because I can do it all. Kidding. It was edited by Ethan Schwab. You can check out the rest of the episodes of the Making series by searching WBEZ Making wherever you listen to podcasts. That's it for this episode. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for spending some of your day with me.
Thanks for listening to the news live on WBEZ and NPR. The WBEZ stream sounds great in the kitchen on your smart speaker and anywhere on the WBEZ app. Listen every day.